May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Pooba of Gook Audio and Gook Archives, preserving the legacy of Shunryu Suzuki and those whose paths cross his, and anything else that comes to mind. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today, we're going to start a new lecture. This is one that Shunryu Suzuki gave in San Francisco at Sokoji, Soto's Zen Mission on Bush Street and Bush Laguna. This is one of the very first, I think this is the first recording they did in this city. It's July 26th, 1965. They did a whole series there with reel-to-reel recorders. They're very good quality. Good Lord, I wish they'd continued that. You know, it's funny that the earliest tapes are the best. And the tapes we lost at Los Altos, a whole slew of them. If they're anything like the three we have, they would have been very good quality. But let us keep in mind the motto or something, one of those things of Gook Archives, thanks to Philip Whalen, just enough survives. And if we look at that carefully, it's just enough survives for just enough time, because what survives diminishes in time until nothing survives. Also, we're only interested in so much when it goes way back in the past. We're satisfied with the small amounts of information, philosophy, science, wisdom, cultural knowledge, history we have when you go way back. When you're looking at it right now, we just want to devour everything. Not each one of us, but what we are interested in is far more. All right, I'm getting a little off track here. Now, if you want to follow this lecture, go to shunryusuzuki.com. Go to the lecture search form, and in the keywords box, write 65-07-26-A. This was during a session, and he gave multiple lectures that day. It's so attributed. This lecture, the tape is about 50, it's over 50 minutes long. I went over the first, 12 minutes of it. I'll try to go through this lecture in four or five podcasts. Well, actually, five or six, because the last one will do the whole thing at once. That'll be a long podcast. But, I think that's a cool way to do it. And first, I read it, and then we listen to the audio of it. So I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to read the light edit. So far, we've done three lectures this way, the three from Los Altos. I read the verbatim, and I sort of, you know, edited a little as I read it. I was looking at the light edit. It's excellent, and it's, you know, it's not cutting out anything we want to keep. I think it's going to be better for me, better for you. So here we go. The talk is entitled, you know, we give them all a name. It's not an official title. Let's see. I can't see it right now. I think it's Why We Sit Zazen. Oh, the title isn't in this light edit, but that's what it is. It's Why We Sit Zazen or something like that. All right. So here we go. The conclusion of my talk is always why we should practice Zazen. My talk is not just casual talk, and basically my talk is based on the Shobo Genzo. Fortunately, we have a complete system of how to understand true religion. True religion cannot be understood by a philosophical or a scientific way. The only way to understand or to realize our true nature is just through practice. Without true practice, it is impossible to realize our true nature. Of course, whether we are aware of it or not, what we do in our everyday life is based on our true nature. True nature drives us to do something. But if you do not understand or if you do not realize what true nature is, and if you have no system to know the actual meaning of your true nature, you'll get into confusion. There are many, many scientists who have become interested in religion. It's true. Some of them are perhaps interested in true religion, but some of them will not have their true understanding of religion. As long as their understanding is just limited in scientific realm, it is impossible to know what is true religion, because religion should be understood by religious way. Religion is not understood by philosophy or science. And some philosophers, of course, may be interested in true religion, but it is impossible to reach the complete understanding of religion through philosophical study, because in philosophical study, the conclusion of philosophy will be different. The authority of Greek philosophy is still powerful in this age, so it is very difficult to reach the true understanding of religion, which everyone will agree with. But the Soto school has a pretty deep philosophy. But as I said last night, the Shobo Genzo, or the philosophy of Zen, is just a lid, just a cover of a pan, because people may be interested in Zen, but it may be rather difficult for them to know what is true Zen. Without some intellectual understanding, it is difficult to figure out what is Zen. So that is why we have philosophy of Zen. But by philosophy, you cannot have true understanding of Zen. Zen should be understood by Zen, by practice of Zen, not by philosophy, even by the Shobo Genzo. Even reading the Shobo Genzo, you cannot realize what is Zen. So the only way is just to practice Zen with the right understanding. If you do not have the right understanding, your practice will be mixed up with some other practice. And that is why I think in America there is so much misunderstanding of Zen. So by the Shobo Genzo, we have to polish our practice, and we have to keep our practice of Zen from various misunderstandings. That is why we have the Shobo Gensho. That is why in Sesshin I should talk. The purpose of my talk is not to give you some knowledge, but by my talk I want to encourage your practice without being interested in some philosophical depth of our system. In this point, if you make a misunderstanding, the result will be pretty serious. And fortunately, our system of encouraging people is the same philosophy of other schools. So if you understand the Shobo Gensho, you will understand some other schools and why there are so many schools in Buddhism. If we do not have this system of various schools in Buddhism, quite different from other schools, there will not be any connection with each other. With this system, each school, we will find the meaning of existence, why Soto Zen exists, why Rinzai Zen exists, why the Pure Land School exists, why Tendai School exists, why all these schools are important. Unfortunately, it is rather difficult to translate the Shobo Gensho in English, but we are making an effort to do so, and many scholars have given some interpretation, some modern or up-to-date interpretation to it. So if we only have time, it is not impossible to give you a complete system of our understanding of Buddhism. So, that's the first clip from this lecture. Pretty clear. You know, some things occur to me. His use of the word religion here, I know that's a weighted word that turns people off. So, and look what he's saying here. You know, people say, oh, Buddhism isn't a religion, it's a philosophy. You know, people say that. Our Zen is a philosophy, right? Our Zen is a way of life, stuff like that. There's really nothing wrong with the word religion. It's just, you know, it's like the word God. It's just taken so much creepy meaning, and there's so much baggage with them. I think of the word religion meaning to relink, realize our true nature. So he didn't use the word religion that much later, I don't think. I don't know. But he did right here. Actually, I think there are ways to approach practice and have a true understanding of Zen through philosophy and science. It's sort of like coming to a true understanding of reality, of realization through religion. Is you have to give up your belief at some point. So you can enter it through believing in something or having some philosophy or using the scientific method, which is empirical, and you need to have repeated results, so you can start off with that. The scientific method, there's really nothing holy, and there shouldn't be in philosophy either. The philosophy should be scientific too, should be, it's all a process of understanding reality. Now, the scientific method, I think of mainly, of course, is just understanding phenomena. And religion here, in the sense he's using, is understanding a bigger picture, noumena, I don't even know how to pronounce that word, phenomena, the big mind, all that. But you can start off with those things. But even with religion, you've got to drop it. You've got to drop everything at some point, you know. But whatever brings us to practice, being silent and not moving, all right, that's like zazen, following our breath, accepting ourselves as we are. And then each of us has our own way. You know, like Rumi said, the most important student you have is yourself, because it's the only one that will remain. It's the only one that won't leave you. Also, Suzuki says, then he comes back and says that we do need philosophy. And actually, I would include we do need science. That they're just going to be the cover of the pot. So he says with the Shobo Genzo Zen, Soto Zen has a method to help our study, but then we're not going to understand it through that. You know, people would ask him, can we understand Zen without studying and without understanding all this stuff? And he'd say, well, I wish you could, but if you can, you know, good luck. That's very good. here's a good line. I think in America, all right, you said, so the only way is just to practice Zen with the right understanding. If you don't have the right understanding, your practice will be mixed up with other practices. And that's why I think America, there's so much misunderstanding of Zen. Now, here's Mr. Beginner's Mind saying, oh, he loves to teach Americans because we have beginner's mind. Yeah, at first, we don't have ideas about it, but... also, many people did have ideas about it, or we develop ideas about it as we start to study it and start seeing it in terms of even in terms of what he's saying, you know, and then get fixated on some particular approach or whatever we're believing in there. And look, it will get mixed up with some other practice. Like Americans, we have a tendency to be eclectic to, not everybody, but it's very widespread to do various practices, appreciate various teachers, and to study different things, and to, you know, sort of have a hodgepodge of practices that we put together like a mosaic. In Japan, that is not respected. You choose something and you stick with it. Somebody asked him, what's nirvana? He said, seeing one thing through to the end. And then he talks about the importance of the different sects, the different schools of Buddhism, and how each one of them is important. Soto Zen, Rinzai Zen, Pure Land, Tendai, he would add Shingon, I'm sure, Nichiren. That's a little more complicated, good understanding of Nichiren that too. I would say not the Nichiren that says they're the only way and all others are going to go to hell. And look here, he says, fortunately, our system of encouraging people is the same as the other schools. So it's the same philosophy as the other schools. And this is one of the functions of philosophy and science is to encourage us to, in terms of religion, is to encourage us to get to the bottom of things. Again, to encourage us to move into that area where we're beyond conceptual thinking, beyond the reach of philosophy and science. Okay, let's hear Shunyu Suzuki as he gave the lecture in the part that I just read, and we'll see what we think when we listen to him. Incidentally, when I was reading this, even though it's a light edit, I also light edited it because it's a very light edit. It reads smoothly, but, you know, some of the grammar I filled in, you know, some of the article usage in plurals and singulars and this and that, but not all of it. Okay, so let's hear the audio clip from Shunyu Suzuki, which has been lightly edited also.
My talk is always, the conclusion of my talk is always why we should practice Zazen. My talk is not just casual talk, and basically, my talk is based on Shobo Genzo. And fortunately, we have a complete system how to understand true religion. The true religion cannot be understood by philosophical way or scientific way. The only way to understand or to realize our true nature is just through practice. Without true practice, it is impossible to realize our true nature. Of course, what we do, whether we are aware of it or not, what we do in our everyday life, it's based on our true nature. True nature drives us to do something. But if you do not understand, or if you do not realize what is true nature, and if you have no system to know the actual meaning of your true nature, you will get into confusion. There are many, many scientists who become interested in religion. It is true. Some of them perhaps interested in true religion, but some of them will not have true understanding of religion. As long as their understanding is just limited in scientific realm, it is impossible to know what is true religion, because religion should be understood by religious way. Religion is not understood by philosophy or science. And some philosophers, of course, may be interested in true religion, but it is impossible to reach the complete understanding of religion through philosophical study. Because in philosophical study, the conclusion of philosophy will be different. The authority of Greek philosophy is still powerful in this age. So it is very difficult to understand, to reach the true understanding of religion, which everyone will agree with it. But Soto school has a pretty deep philosophy. But as I said last night, the Shobo Genzo, or the philosophy of Zen, is just a lid, just a cover of a pan, because people may interested in Zen, but it may be rather difficult for them to know what is true Zen. Without some intellectual understanding, it is difficult to figure out what is Zen. So that is why we have a philosophy of Zen. But by philosophy, you cannot have a true understanding of Zen. Zen should be understood by Zen, by practice of Zen, not by philosophy. Even by Shobo Genzo, even reading, even by reading Shobo Genzo, you cannot understand what, you cannot realize what is, actually realize what is Zen. So only way is just practice Zen with right understanding. If you do not have right understanding, your practice will be mixed up with some other practice. And that is why I think in America there are so many misunderstandings of Zen. So by Shobo Genzo, we have to polish our practice, and we have to keep our practice Zen from various misunderstandings. That is why we have Shobo Genzo. That is why in Sesshin I talk. The purpose of my talk is not to give you some knowledge, but by my talk I want to encourage your practice without being interested in philosophical depths of our system. In this point, if you make a misunderstanding, result will be pretty serious. Unfortunately, our system of encouraging people is the same as other schools, philosophy of other schools. So if you understand Shobo Genzo, you will understand some other schools and why there are so many schools in Buddhism. If we do not have this system, various schools in Buddhism, quite different from other schools. There will not be any connection with each other. With this system, each school will find out the meaning of existence, why Soto then exists, why Rinzai then exists, why Pyoran school exists, why Tendai school exists, why all those schools are important. Unfortunately, it is rather difficult to translate Shobo Kenzo in English, but we are making effort to do it. And many scholars had given some interpretation, some modern, some up-to-date interpretation to it. So if we only have time, it is not impossible to give you complete system of our understanding of Buddhism.
Okay, so now we've heard me read it and Shunyu Suzuki say it. Next, we will, not till next week. This is going to be Thursday. I think Friday I'll put up some more from Thank You and Okay, and Saturday we'll have a guest. Who's the guest for Saturday? David Sinceri, who was very close with Isan Tommy Dorsey, the only person I have ever talked to who first met Tommy Dorsey by seeing him in his role as a female impersonator back in the Tenderloin in the early 60s, met him backstage. And it was actually a low point in Tommy's life. But then David came back and got ordained by him, lay ordination, and was with him, at the Hartford Street Zendo right up until when he died. And David went on to study Zen in Japan. Anyway, you'll hear about it. He got ordained at Myoshinji as a Rinzai priest. Very interesting, very interesting. This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggette Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.